The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me on this Tuesday afternoon. Here is my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Expect complete panic on your evening news, your local news tonight concerning COVID. And I do mean absolute panic, hand-wringing, sweating profusely. Why? Well, the latest numbers from the Ohio Department of Health are disturbing. All right. The number of cases in the last 24 hours has spiked to 1,317. Now, I want to make something absolutely clear. That is something to be concerned about. Panic? No. I don't think panic has ever been appropriate through this whole COVID thing. Concern? Yes, absolutely. Now, what we've got to look at is the long term. The number of hospitalizations, we saw a spike in that. A very, very slight uptick in ICU admissions. That's probably much, 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 much more important than just the daily number of cases. You're going to hear an awful lot about how much more infectious the Delta variant is. And I don't doubt that. It has not, however, shown to be more deadly. More infectious? I think so. You know, hey, again, I'm not an expert on anything, but what I'm reading, it probably is more infectious. It spreads more quickly. But from what I've seen, what I've read, what I've observed, it is not in any way more deadly. It is certainly not more deadly for children or young people, except in rare cases. But the fact that we are seeing a very large spike, I mean, we were down to 200 to 300 new cases a day just a few weeks ago. We had 500 and some yesterday, and we've seen the largest spike, and this is what you're going to hear tonight. Over and over and over again, this is the largest spike since, and they will look back, and it's been several weeks. So the local news is going to be out of their heads. The biggest spike in 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, you know, whatever it is. And I didn't take time to look it up. Here's a headline. DeWine recommends masking of unvaccinated students. But he says the state of Ohio has no appetite for a mask mandate. In a news conference yesterday, he said, nah, we're not going to do a mask mandate. Well, he doesn't have the authority to do that any longer because of the legislation that was passed. If you will remember, the state of Ohio took away a lot of the governor's and the director of the Ohio Department of Health, took away a lot of their power and their unilateral authority. So under the new law, and I could be wrong, but I think I'm correct, under the new law, the governor just can't issue a mask mandate. But there are going to be many, many, many people screaming, yelling, shouting for another mask mandate. I continue to say 4 or 5 years from now, we're going to find that almost everything we were told was not true. I am not convinced of the efficacy of the masks. I'm not saying that they don't help at all. I am not convinced. I have read compelling evidence, scientific evidence on both sides, that this is the way to stop the spread, and equally reputable scientific data that says they do very, very little, if anything. So we'll let the experts duke that out. Now, with that said, again, I don't believe it's time to panic. We're seeing a spike. Should we all go back to our homes, shut the doors? No. In fact, we have learned that COVID spread probably more at home than it did in the workplace. But the flip side of the coin, and if you know anything about me in this program, I do my best to give you a balanced approach to present you with both sides. So the one side is, yeah, we're seeing a spike. I don't think it's time to panic. I really don't. However, we should take it seriously. Came across a story of Pastor Danny Reeves. Danny Reeves is the 49-year-old senior pastor of First Baptist Church in Corsicana, Texas. He would not be considered anti-vax. He did not stand in the pulpit and tell his congregation not to get the vaccine. But he has diminished the importance of the vaccine, said he wouldn't get it. Congregation could do whatever they wanted to do, but he had no intention of getting the vaccine. Well, he has changed his story. Danny Reeves, the senior pastor of First Baptist Church in Corsicana, Texas, has begun to share his story on Twitter, saying he, quote, underestimated, end quote, COVID-19, and has had to fight to breathe. He was admitted to the hospital on July 16th. He is still there today. He tweeted on July 17th, he had faced the hardest night of my life. I've been on my knees gasping for air. Again, he is 49 years old. Pretty serious. It looks like he's going to survive. Hopefully he'll get out of the hospital soon. But he's been in the hospital since July 16th and has been extremely ill. He is now urging church members and other Christians to, quote, learn from my story and get vaccinated. In recent tweets, he has used the hashtag, please get vaxxed, hashtag, please learn from my story. He wrote this on July 17th. Life is a process of learning. At times you're wrong, sometimes you learn you were right. I strive to be a lifelong learner. This has been a wonderful lesson for me. God's grace through our mistakes is his greatest blessing. One's public and previous thoughts don't represent a whole person. Seek to understand before you rush to judgment. COVID pneumonia is no joke. I inadvertently underestimated it. Please don't do the same. My healthy body has been ravaged. He further tweeted, modern medicine is the creation and blessing from God. Here is a pastor, 49 years old, in good health. Very, very seriously ill with COVID-19. And he is now begging his congregation to get the vaccine. As I said, folks, this is your decision. Joy and I got the vaccine after consultation with our doctor. We got the vaccine. I have no regrets. I am very grateful that we did. Is that 100% certain that we won't get it? No. Probably about a 99% that if we do get it, it won't be serious. At least that's what we're being told. The consistent position I have had since this began almost 2 years ago now. It is serious. It should be taken seriously. But we should not panic. We should not live in fear. There's an enormous amount of information, enormous amount of misinformation. Make sure you consult somebody that you trust. Do not believe what you read on the internet. Do not. So I'm not telling you to get the vaccine. I'm not telling you not to get the vaccine. It should be your choice. But make sure you make an informed decision. And certainly not because of stuff you read on the internet.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
The CDC today has reversed themselves, and now they are saying all students in all schools in America should wear masks. Okay, now, as I said before the break, this COVID thing is serious. Joy and I know personal friends who have died. It's not to be taken lightly. It's not a hoax. It's real. Now, how deadly is it? That's debatable. Is it really worse than the flu? We don't know. It's a weird thing. This past year, the flu disappeared. It made an exit. There, basically across America, there was no flu. Really? Do you not find that a little weird, a little strange? Just a lot of unknowns that we don't know. But it is to be taken seriously. For instance, most of you are familiar with Ann Graham Lotz, the daughter of Billy Graham. Her son, Jonathan Lotz, is about 50 years old, healthy as can be. He is in critical condition in the hospital as we speak. He is in ICU at a hospital in North Carolina with COVID. 50 years old, critical condition, ICU in North Carolina with COVID. The story does not tell me whether he got a vaccine or not. I don't know. I have no idea. But Ann Graham Lotz is asking for urgent prayer for her son, Jonathan Lotz. He's an evangelist, has his own ministry, has traveled all over the country and all over the world. She posted today, please pray he will not have to go on a ventilator, that his oxygen levels would increase, that his lungs would be strengthened, healed, and that his health is fully restored with no long-term complications. And then she went on, my heart is filled with gratitude for your prayers. So be informed, be wise, but don't be frightened. And again, that's something that I have said from the very beginning in this thing. We are not to live in fear. And that's exactly what the local news tonight is going to instill in you. Because that gets people to watch. That creates ratings. Fear does. So I promise you, tonight, it's going to be, we're all going to die because of the large spike. It's a large spike here in Ohio with COVID cases. Speaking of prayer, Ann Graham Lotz is asking for prayer for her son. I don't often do this. In fact, it's very rare. But I asked you a couple of weeks ago to pray for the son of a dear pastor friend here in Columbus. Tony Liuzzo is pastor of Fellowship Baptist Church down on the south side of Columbus. Incredible church. His 18-year-old son is in a fight for his life. He has an extremely rare cancer in his chest. It is so rare that it's been over 2 weeks. They still have not been able to determine the exact kind of cancer it is. But it's pressing on his heart and lungs. It's very serious. He was to start his second round of chemo today at Nationwide Children's Hospital, but suffered some very serious complications early this afternoon. I have not heard yet what's going on, but at one time there were 14 people surrounding his bed in his room, and they put him into a heart intensive care unit. I would ask you to pray for this fine young man, 18 years old, Logan Liuzzo. Logan Liuzzo. He is in Nationwide Children's Hospital as we speak. And I don't know many more of the details, but pray for this family. Pray for Logan. Pray for his parents, his entire family. And the fight of his life, 18 years old. Pray for him. We'll be back.